step is the communal journey, is being on this fight, on this journey, on this quest with others, with other people. This is how, you know how they talk about comrades in arms? I think that's what this is comrades in arms, comrades in heart. To have other people that we're in this journey with. Because fighting the good fight means we do it together. Because when I lose my enthusiasm and lose my focus, if I'm in the fight with you, what will you do for me? You'll help me remember. You'll kick my butt or encourage me or help remind me. And when you're flagging, what'll I do for you? Same thing, encourage and support you. So that's a big part of what makes this work, is that we do this with other people so that we don't, so we help fight that good fight, so that we remember that someone holds the vision for us when we forget, that we hold the vision for another when they forget, that we encourage each other, that we give the feedback to one another that we need in order to really go forward in our lives, that we have bonded partnerships, that we have people that are aligned toward those higher principles together in our lives. That's the communal journey. And you have to understand all the other things that we've seen, you know, of all the other images of these heroes on these quests. It's fascinating to me. I said this before, but I love this. Han Solo was not solo. The Lone Ranger wasn't alone. There was not the one musketeer. It's not that. I mean, everybody, you know, when you look at it, they all have, there's people around that are fighting these fights. Everybody has their own journey, but you do it together and you do it with other people that are behind. And they're also, can you give me the Nicholas Lohr quote? I just think that's one that's important for us to remember. To me, real friends are those people who will stand for you, expressing yourself fully, who will go out of their way to support you, to keep your word, to go the extra mile, to get out of the box, to make your dreams come true. The only people who will do that are those that are doing it themselves. Does that make sense to you? Do you hear that? And that's true, because they aren't in the position otherwise. So that's part of what we're talking about with the communal journey, is that you don't do it alone, you do it with other people, that you align yourself around other people that are going for these things, aligned to these principles. And not only do you just commune with other people, that you commune with spirit, or God, nature, that you allow that support to come into you so that you have everything you need to do to fight the good fight and to live your life as a quest. If you're following this quest, and if you've accepted your sacred journey, isn't it right then that you would accept support to be able to do that and to lead that way and to live that way? Don't you think that's how it was intended?